escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I can understand Tate's point that if we look at the difference between how Texas being talked about and Ohio State's being talked about, there is there's a different shade of hue being painted on one team than the other. But I look at Ohio State and Texas as two very similar teams in terms of there's 20 teams that I think could be in the playoffs this year. And I think a fair amount of them, you can make a case, could actually win the national championship. So I don't know either team is going to be certain to be in the playoffs this year, and I certainly don't know either team's guaranteed to make it to the Final Four.
It's funny because I was thinking about how many legit teams I think could win the national title. And every year, I think it's been every year for the previous 20, every team that has won the national title has been a preseason AP top six. Mm-hmm. It's usually that's the line. If you're an AP top six or below, you're going to end up winning the national title. You have to be one of those six teams. And Ohio State and Texas obviously are part of that. There's a big reason why, not only is this a massive game, but there's a big reason why it's so hard to actually pick whether it's Ohio State or Texas in this game.
But I think this is the year that might upset the apple cart.
Because the playoff is such a wild, anything can go type situation. Is that what you're getting at?
Well, and same with Portal. Same with, Ohio State's run out of their exhaustive eligibility of older players. Michigan's done that. And there are a couple teams, though, that still have. Those guys are going to be 6-7 year players that have been around college football forever. I don't think the gap. Ohio State and Texas are ridiculously talented, but I think there's 10 to 12 teams that are ridiculously talented in college football this year. And even a couple teams I don't think we normally think of in that case. And it's smart to bet on Texas or Ohio State, at least one of these two teams being there.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like there's going to be some chaos to this season, and I think I'm here for it. I think I'm more excited going in, not knowing if Ohio State's a national championship team, a playoff team, or just a really good Big Ten team.
I mean, the Big Ten is so good in general that there is an easy path where they do start to slide for sure, but the expectation has to be playoff team. It'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out, obviously, but it is. If Julian Sain and that battle that he had, if that turns out to be Haskins versus Burrow, and that's what some people are describing. I heard Urban the other day suggesting that that's essentially what that battle came down to being. Maybe we turn around and Julian Sain throws for 50 touchdowns that season the same way Haskins did, and he's just incredible. But it's just there's so much there.
I do think it's interesting that Ohio State says that
he's not as tall or heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And listen, I think part of where you're trying to go with this program is you had some real momentum with this team with C.J. Stroud, with Justin Fields, and kind of and Dwayne Haskins before him, having kind of a nice stream of Ohio State quarterbacks going in the first round, which we really have not seen in the hallowed history. You've had more quarterbacks like Craig Krenzel, who was drafted, but late in the draft.
A lot more Honda McCords and Will Howards than
absolutely.
Anything.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so I think it's interesting that Saiyan physically is a pretty unremarkable quarterback, but everything I've heard about the kid is he is just like a pure passer. Like, it is obvious when you see him, whereas like McCord was a little robotic, was a little slow.
I'm ready to walk away from Saturday and just be simply dropping at the end of it. Julian Saiyan looked much better than Arch Manning.
I'm not saying
I'm expecting that to happen. I'm saying I'm expecting the if the game goes the way that Ohio State says that it'll end up going, then I could see a bunch of people having an overreaction based off of that one game, suggesting that everything is situated and figured out. And again, maybe too, we have just a defensive battle and a lot of running, and that's ultimately what we end up getting anyway too.
Yeah, when Tate said he would take the under, I was like, this is the kind of game that we all go in talking about the offense or talking about the defense, and then like the over is hit by halftime.
We've seen those games.
This is that kind of game that is just like odds, Saiyan and Manning turn out to just be Heisman candidates and just rip right through it.
I heard Joe Klatt today, and he was making the suggestion that it's going to be heavy runs and a lot of defense early on, and that's basically going to be the recipe of this. And it's like, I mean, we should all be bracing ourselves. I think people think it's going to be a heavyweight battle with these quarterbacks. It'll probably end up being more run game and more defense.
Well, that's what I was saying. I think the analysts saying so unanimously, like it's gonna be a fist fight, a slobber knocker, that it would just be fun. I love when everybody's like, it's gotta be this kind of game, and then a quarterback battle breaks out. I still think it's gonna be really hard for this, given what we've said about both teams,
mm-hmm.
given the lack of experience for both quarterbacks. It's tough for me to see this game living up to the hype on it a little bit.
People are talking as if this is the best game to start off a college football season in the past 20 years.
Yeah, and that's because the AP overranked them going into the season. I think Penn State should be number one.
I love Penn State's team. I don't like James Franklin, but
nobody
I love Penn
does.
State's team.
Nobody, not Nittany Lions fans don't like James Franklin.
I mean, Nicholas Singleton, I love Allen, like that combo in the backfield. I love the offensive line. I'm not as high on Drew Aller as you are. I've been pretty vocal about that, but even still, like,
I'm ready. I'm ready for the Aller Express to go.
That was too slow of a
choo choo. I know, but
I thought we were building momentum with him here. It's like, oh, it's gonna be a real gradual build here for Drew.
I don't know any express that just goes 0 to 60 in 3 seconds.
It's called express.
Well, yeah, okay.
It's not called gradual build. It's called the express.
Yeah, but the express has to get building. Like, I understand what you're saying here, but express is, you know what? I'm not gonna have this argument because I think I've lost it.
Okay. That was a good bailout.
I try to talk out of my ass, and I'm like, you know what? He's got a point. We're just going to give it to him. Points to Peter, then. Yep, exactly. By the way, notice you never play points to Wilson.
I didn't have that drop in there.
Yeah, well, maybe make one.
Yeah, maybe make one.
No, I have.
Nick nailed it. Nick, fantastic job. That's pretty good.
It's no points to Wilson. I like points to Wilson.
Points to Wilson.
Yeah, you said that. You said that sarcastically. Don't say that.
I didn't know how to do it in the Harry Potter tone that you guys all want me to do it in.
The Harry Potter tone?
Isn't that kind of like what that is? Isn't that like the points for Gryffindor type thing?
Play it again. Points to Peter Lynn. No, that's who am I? Dame Maggie Smith there?
Listen, I've never seen any of Harry Potter. You know this.
Points to Peter Lynn.
I've only ever done the spoilers that a buddy of mine told me to that I feel bad about to this day, where I told everyone that Dobby dies. It wasn't great.
You're a wizard, Peter Lynn.
It wasn't great, but isn't that kind of the bit?
Points to Peter Lynn.
See, that's pretty good.
That was Dumbledore.
That was pretty good too.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Those are the only ones I got. Ah, oh, points to Peter Lynn. That's Dobby. You killed him, bastard.
I killed him.
Yeah.
I just went around telling people, hey, he dies.
But
if you haven't seen it so far,
I think this is gonna be. I'm very excited for this, but I'm trying to go into the game with no expectations.
I just don't know how anyone can realistically, and this stinks because I got a whole day tomorrow to talk about it, but I just don't know how anyone can be like emphatically, Ohio State's going to win this game or Texas is going to win this game.
I would have saved that one for tomorrow. We've got
26 new players. You have 8 new starters on Ohio State. Like, I mean, it's like, it's just too much new to even, and then both quarterbacks not having basically any experience. I just don't know. How do you even begin to handicap such a game?
And I know Ryan Day's won a national championship. He's still Ryan Day. I know Steve Sarkisian was in the, you know, deep into the playoffs last year. He's
back to back years. He's been in the Final Four back to back seasons.
He's still Sark. He is the SEC version of James Franklin. That's just a touch more accomplished. Maybe a touch more. I was going to say touch more problematic. No,
I was curious to know how far you were going to go on that.
I was thinking about it, and then
we were all thinking it.
Let's go to the. Now, James is.
We're not as cold blooded as that. There's so much about this game that I find interesting, and so many big takeaways that we're going to have. But is it bad to say that? Like, I'm almost. There's a part of me that's almost as excited to watch Klubnik versus Nussmeier at 7:30 at night than I am this game?
No, because I do think a way in which the game might be overrated and maybe the two teams might be overrated, I actually think it's a good weekend for college football, and the game that I will say, like, Clemson versus LSU is going to be really exciting.
It's going to be really exciting. I think Clemson's got a great defense. I'm excited to see what those two quarterbacks can do. Chip Kelly's lost every single opener that he's had while being the head coach at LSU. Like, he leaves Notre Dame because he doesn't think that they can win big, while Notre Dame ends up in a title game last year. Meanwhile, he struggles. Like, there's so much that I like about that game. There's so much that I want to see about that game. But ultimately, yeah. It's going to be a good opening weekend for college football.
There is an element of Brian Kelly at LSU that I think I'm fully on the haterade. Where I just,
oh, he's not likable at this point.
Well, but I don't.
He wasn't likable at Notre Dame. I mean,
I don't think he was likable at Cincinnati or Central Michigan or Saginaw Valley State or wherever the hell he was.
He's also gotten into a weird. I'm gonna dress up like a LSU player and try to do TikTok videos. Kind of remember that Dabo TikTok video that he did, where it was like the mouse crawling up the wall video, the TikTok. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
TikTok, Dabo's got the drip that makes something. There's a clock in there. I know that.
Yeah, that one.
Coach Sweeney's got the drip.
And he's wearing these obnoxious receiver gloves.
I got it. Okay.
And Brian Kelly did like basically the same thing at LSU. And both looked just awful.
I have interviewed Dabo before. Multiple times.
Everyone says he's really, really nice.
Because I'm very important. Wanted me. But
yeah.
He is incredibly nice, by the way, off
air. Remember when Dustin did one of their games and Dabo called ahead of time to get him like a set up at an elite table in the restaurant and then actually paid for the bill and everything? Like,
yes.
He does nice things.
He is. Comes off very Forrest Gump, though. Mm. All right, with respect.
It kind of looks like Forrest Gump.
With respect. They're both from Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean, what more do you need here? With respect. Sometimes he does things, and I'm like, he's a bit of a Dumbo. I actually do like Clemson's ability to maybe actually get back on the national radar. I know they haven't been awful. They just haven't been Clemson and who they were. I think Klubnik actually does have a chance to put them back on the map this year.
I'm buying a lot of Clemson stock this season. I think they're going to be really good.
Also, don't forget, we haven't mentioned Notre Dame versus Miami. And I don't think it's going to be both. One of those bubbles is going to get burst on Sunday night. Because I don't know which team between the two is a fraud. I think we can probably guess Miami because for about 20 years it's been right on the money. But one of those teams.
With Carr at quarterback now, they're going to actually have a real quarterback that can throw the ball. It's not going to be as much of a running game type situation.
He's so young. Whereas
I know,
like,
but I'm
Carson
excited
Beck,
to see what he does too.
Carson Beck stepping into that. I actually think people are. I feel probably. Listen, I don't think Carson's going to be a top 32 pick. But do I think he's going to be probably a top 100 pick this year? Yeah, I think that's pretty safe. As long as he just stays healthy and that his arm's fine, I think all that stock selling on Carson Beck is going to make people look foolish this year.
Notre Dame only giving up 2.5 points in that game. That's closer than I thought it would be. I want to highlight another game really quickly that when it was on the schedule a few years ago, everyone was like, oh my God, this game is going to be awesome. And then you fast forward and it's almost a 2-touchdown difference, and rightfully so.
Is Michigan, New Mexico?
Alabama and Florida State.
Oh.
Like, you're like, that's marquee. That's awesome. That game, like you found out years ago that this was on the schedule, and it was week one, and I remember thinking, like, that is going to be fireworks, and it is just it's just a nothing burger.
But you know what? By the second half, we can talk about when they're going to fire Mike Norvell and when Deion Sanders will take over the Noles. Can you imagine? Can you imagine Deion in Tallahassee? Come on. 216-474-0092. Is this game bigger for Ohio State, or is it bigger for Texas? And Vanessa had a completely fair request, and it enraged me. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Oh, we have had one hell of a show today, and I will admit, I got to tell on myself just a little bit here. So we've been in the sweet spot, Vanessa and I have been, in that there's that spot when you're younger that, like, every year it's like three weddings a year, like, minimum.
Oh, yeah. 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 I mean, we have a couple coming up, and one during football season that we'll talk about later. It's not great. But they've died down.
Yeah.
And they were really there every single summer for a while. It really stinks.
Yeah. And listen, I don't mind going to a wedding. It's like three weddings in a short amount of time.
Also sometimes, like, if you have enough of them, the only vacations you had in any given summer was always to go two weddings.
Yeah, and listen, my enjoyment of a wedding depends on a lot of particulars. But like my age, like, are the girls going, or is it just me and Vanessa? Because then it becomes fun, like a little date night.
Mm-hmm.
If the girls are there, I kind of always end up worrying about the girls, where are the girls, and kind of, being a dad.
Yeah.
But, like, okay, is it my friend, or is it Vanessa's friend? Another kind of thing that kind of, because the worst thing is when you just don't know anybody at a wedding. As a matter of fact, that's it. That's the wedding I don't love, because you just don't know anybody, and then there's a myriad of awkward conversations, and especially in the event of what we're going to talk about, it's also if it's a work, so it's not my work wedding, it's a her work wedding.
Yeah.
So we got a wedding coming up, and in fairness, it is somebody that Vanessa adores as a human being and is incredibly happy for, but the wedding machine is churning back up, and this makes sense, right? Because when you're your 20s, early 30s, everybody gets married for the first time. And then we're going to be 40 in a couple.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Weeks. Well, this is where everybody starts to get remarried, right?
I never even accounted for the second weddings.
Yeah. Well, in fairness,
a fair amount of folks with money do it the right way. The second wedding is a destination wedding.
Yeah, like everyone, you should just be going if you want to go, and that's it. No one should be held responsible to go to a second wedding.
Yes. And it's like, I'm going to hear the same guy give the same speech about how true love means something. Come on, what are we doing here?
Unless it's a second wedding, but then the bride or one of them, it's their first wedding. And then it makes sense because you can't deprive that person of their big day.
Again, very, very fair.
In this scenario, it's a second wedding, but are both of them a second wedding?
I believe they're both second weddings.
Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you can't go big then.
Now, this again, Vanessa really adores this person. So normally,
see what their ex-husband thought.
Well, I don't know about that one. He might be dead, actually.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, sorry. I should have led with that one.
Oh, jeez. Well, then you get whatever wedding you want.
Yeah. You know what? Nick, you give her anything.
Jeez, I'll spring for a gift myself. I mean, my goodness. But look at you getting right back up on that horse. Yeah. You see?
Easy.
Good job.
But so Vanessa the other day mentioned, hey, we got the wedding coming up. It's a Saturday in October. Already a little, I heard Saturday in October and I already was like, all right, who are these people? Mm-hmm. But it is somebody that my wife truly loves and adores and somebody who's been a big part of her career. So immediately it's like, whatever you want, I know this means something to you. Then she went a step too far. She said, we got to go to the store one of these next weekends and we got to try on suits. And the truth is, I've made it 40 years without buying a suit.
Mm-hmm.
And I've made it 40
years. Wait, you've never owned a suit?
Never owned a suit. I have a suit jacket. I have owned a smoking jacket, which used to be a suit jacket. But I do, like, the whole thing.
The whole thing. You've never owned a single suit?
No, never have.
How is this possible?
Because I like to keep it cash.
Yeah.
Listen.
I didn't know this was possible.
Know thy brand.
Wait, so
my
when you
brand
had,
is casual.
Yeah, but like even like as a child, you just never had anything that your parents were like, need to be in a suit. No, nothing.
We were poor.
Okay, fair
enough.
We
couldn't afford one of those.
They have a lot of suits at the thrift store. You could easily afford a thrift store suit.
We were too poor for the thrift
store. You were not too poor for the thrift store. You might have been poor. You were not too poor for the thrift store.
This is turning into a rap song real quick. Somebody call Post Malone.
I don't know how this is possible. I've never had a suit.
I've just dodged the allegations every time.
I mean, because your jobs before working in radio, because in radio, you don't need to own a suit at all for anything.
Why do you think I chose it?
But your jobs before radio, you had a 9-to-5. It was very, I'm sure you had to wear like khakis and such, right?
Yeah.
But never a full-blown suit in any sort of scenario.
There is a reason I wasn't successful in any of those enterprises.
When you interviewed for any jobs, there was no suits that were being worn for any of these interviews, I would imagine.
Big Bear put a tie on and a nice shirt, and we fooled them all. That's where we are.
You're not an overly religious person, but there was a time in your life, I believe, you went to church, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for like Second Communion.
The Lord says, I shall not wear a suit.
Is that how that worked?
A little bit.
Okay.
It's 1 Corinthians, all right,
you
pastor?
Made him into the righteous gemstones, but okay. I'm just trying to think of scenarios you'd be forced. So any funeral you've ever gone to in your life, you've never worn a suit.
My ultimate sign of respect to the dead is I'm not putting on airs.
Which is the exact opposite side of respect that I have for the dead, is that I am putting the suit on.
And they're thinking,
I'm always wearing the suit.
They're thinking, if I could come alive right now, Jonathan, I would just tell you, take that tie off.
I mean, I'm not like Barney Stinson or anything like this, but I do love a suit.
Yeah, I don't. No. A lot of this is, my weight does fluctuate, all right? I put the weight in fluctuate, all right? I said it out loud. It felt good.
Yeah, Mac loved it, though. I could hear it in the class. Mac
loved
it.
He did. Don't do the sarcastic drum. You giggled.
Yeah, we heard it all the way through the class.
Giggling bastard. Speak to yourself right now. You laughed. Tell the people you laughed.
Yeah, I did.
All right. I did browbeat you there. I'm sorry, buddy. That being said, she really wants me to buy a suit, and I have no interest. And then she implored me. She's like, we got two more weddings after this in the next like 6 months. And I was like, and I don't want to wear a suit to that.
Well, it's never too late to become a suit guy.
Yes, it is.
If you've never tried a suit, maybe you'd actually really like the suit.
Why? How?
Well, you've never tried it.
What, where?
You've never worn one.
Yeah, I have.
I thought we established you'd never worn one.
No. I wore one to my wedding and I hated it.
Okay, so you have worn one.
Well, yeah, I got married. There was no beating that allegation, but I never owned one.
It should have popped in my brain. I didn't even think about asking what you did on your wedding day, because I assumed your wedding day is your wedding day. Well, your wedding day is your wedding day.
I let everyone see everything.
If there was ever a day that you would continue to not wear a suit, it would be your wedding day, because you'd be like, this is my wedding, I'm not doing this.
She would not have married me if I would not do that.
I think the suit should be on the table. I think now suits have gotten crazy expensive.
Yeah, uh-huh. Now you're really starting to really go against the sale, by the way.
The suits have gotten crazy expensive. Like, I was at a place a couple weeks ago. I went to the same place where I actually ended up getting the suit that I got for my wedding, and it was twice the price of what I paid for when I paid to have it for my wedding. Mm-hmm. Twice the price.
Yeah. Yeah, this is not making the sale, by the way.
No, I'm not. I know I'm not really helping in this equation.
And here's the thing. I need twice the thread that you do.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Is there like a...
Yes, if you are above
a certain... They're going to charge a little bit more, I'm sure.
I mean, just go on Amazon and look at the price of an extra large shirt.
What are you going
to get buried in? I'm thinking going out with nothing on.
Yeah, that's when you want to do commando.
Yeah.
Enjoy the bulge.
They got that divider anyways.
Yeah, they cut it off.
Yeah. No, they do not cut it off. I'm taking that with me to the afterlife. Thank you very much. I'm not going to say any of that.
Enjoy the bulge.
That's just not what I'm going to say.
That's actually what plays at the funeral. Enjoy the bulge.
I'm going to be like Ronnie Van Zant. I'm going to be buried in a Neil Young shirt.
You're like Rod Beck buried in your Cubs uniform. You'd just be buried in like a Guardians.
Well, no, that would look
your
ridiculous.
Guardians, your Guardians hat and a.
He's wearing the sexy Guardian.
When you bought the sexy Guardian hat, that's what you said. This is my funeral hat.
This is the one they're going to bury me in
35 years from now.
And then there's just going to be like on my tombstone, there's going to be a little audio box, and you push it and it goes, "Sexy Guardian."
Nick Talk.
I hope somebody brings a succulent. And then there's just like a real time live feed of me in the coffin. No? Too morbid? Okay, stick and move. No, I don't want to buy a suit for this damn wedding. There's no one. Right now,
after 40 years, this isn't going to be the one that breaks you. You have no relation to this person. It's one of your wife's friends. This is not the one that breaks you.
Both sister-in-laws are getting remarried. Okay, I'll show up in a nice...
Did the invitation say that there was any sort of attire that was mandatory here?
It said cocktail attire, to which I say I drink cocktails in a nice shirt and a tie.
You'll make friends if you use that line, but like, all right, cocktail attire.
Are they going to kick me out?
Semi-formal dress code, balancing polished and dressy without being as formal as black tie. For men, this means a dark suit with a dress shirt and tie along with dress shoes.
Are they going to kick me out?
They're not going to kick you out, but they'll definitely judge.
Oh, I don't give a rip about that.
You're going to go with like a khakis and you're just like Jim Harbaugh?
I was thinking khakis and then I was at my gray suit coat, which I'll take off as soon as we get there.
Where is this wedding at?
Ohio.
No, but like, where in Ohio? Like, but not like place, but like the actual...
You've already gone past the details that I actually know.
Okay, because I didn't know.
I don't think it's religious.
No, but if this is at like the art museum or something, and then it's a semi-formal dress code with cocktail attire, if you show up looking like you're, you know, from the Beverly Hillbillies, it's not going to go well for you.
See? This is a friend's wedding. My buddy TK just sent this over.
Yeah.
This is as nice as you're getting. By the way.
You're just not wearing a jacket is all. That's close.
By the way, we're going the opposite way. I'm not wearing a damn tie.
Here's what it is. I'm never wearing a damn tie again.
No,
if you wore what you just showed me right there, where you have the tie and you have the actual nice dress shirt on, you'll be fine. Just tell people it's hot outside or you whatever. You got hot. You didn't want to wear the jacket.
I am hot and I don't want to wear the jacket and I don't want to wear the tie. I actually do like it spicy. So my big sticking point on the suit is I think it looks too stuffy and I don't want to pay for one, even renting one, because Lance said that online. But the problem is if I put on a damn suit at this point, I know I got to put on a tie and I refuse to wear a tie.
You don't? Well, you do if it's cocktail attire, though.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just do. I mean, because it is popular now to have
this is the Nick Wilson rule
to have the no tie, but
you can't.
The suit.
I'll get a bolo tie before I get a tie.
The old Philip Rivers?
I will. And I'll get like a nice Stetson, and I'll just walk around being like, "Hey, dicks." I'll just call everybody Tex, only talk in a like Sling Bladian accent.
And then just spit skull on the ground.
You guys know where your French fried taters are? Mm-hmm. It's not a bad Sling Blade, by the way.
French, would you call them French taters?
French fried taters.
Oh, French fried taters.
Have you never seen Sling Blade?
No. No, I haven't.
Some people call it a Kaiser Blade. I call it a Sling's Blade.
You sound like the dude in the Big Lebowski.
I do not. The dude, Jeff Bridges? Does not sound.
No, no, no. Not what I meant. Not what I meant to say. Not what I was going for. The
most laid back character.
The big voice guy that introduces Sam the dude Elliot. In the Big Lebowski, Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott.
That's who you sounded like.
He took my voice.
That's Sam Elliott right there for you. No, I'm not doing this.
It's a totally.
I think Vanessa would really appreciate it.
Yeah, and I know that. But so wouldn't she appreciate my happiness more?
Why don't you put her happiness above your happiness?
Isn't that every day?
If you don't end up in the second marriage category, maybe you do a little bit more of that.
Me going to this wedding is me putting her happiness before my happiness. Me putting on a nice shirt and nice pants is putting her happiness before my happiness. I'll have to get a haircut. The whole thing's the pits. For me, I would rather not. My sister-in-laws are getting remarried, and you'd have a suit
for them too.
And I don't want to go do that stuff.
But you'd have a suit for them too. Think about it. All the family would be like, oh my gosh, Nick dressed so nice. This is so lovely. I've never even seen Nick in a suit.
And you know what I'll do?
Like, wow, he's really doing well in life, isn't he?
Every time somebody comes up and is like, wearing a suit. You're not wearing a tie. I'm going to be like, I'm not going to do that. I was going to make a joke, and it's going to sound really chachi. I'm not going to do it because people wouldn't take it as a joke. I was going to write down my salary. Ron Swanson, I make more money than you.
All right, you're not Bill Gates over there. Right, settle down.
That's the funniest thing.
Settle down. Like, if you're Bezos, you can do whatever you want.
You're not doing well.
In that category, my goodness.
It would just be such a funny power play for me to pull, because I think everybody knows my... All right, what do you got there, Mac?
I was just going to say, at that point, I feel like they would judge your gift even more so at that point, if that's the thing that you're going to pull.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my other gift. Enjoy the bulge. Oh, my God. Let's see. Chris I, 50. Nothing says I'm not an adult like I've never worn a suit in my life. plus, you can get halfway decent suit for $200 or $300. You know what else I can get for $200 or $300? Anything else other than a suit.
Can we settle on thrift store suit? As an adult, why not? Go to the thrift store, get a thrift store suit. The cocktail attire. You gotta dress.
If I bring a cocktail as part of my attire?
Yeah,
like a white Russian. Speaking of the dude, I just walk in,
just pour it on yourself.
I'm like, oh, I misunderstood. I thought we had to bring cocktails
then
here.
Then they'll think you're dumb and can't dress.
That's fine.
It's not a good combo.
By the way, you can put a suit in me. They're not going to think I can wear that I actually can dress, no matter how nice that suit is.
I do want to know if anybody, and I'm sure it's happened somewhere in the world, but anybody that people would know, if they've ever been like, you're not dressed well enough for this wedding, I need you to leave.
And I will say,
like, has that ever happened?
Thank you.
Like, if you gave somewhat of an attempt, has that ever happened? Where they've just been like, you know what? You're not cocktail attire.
Can I tell you? Don't think they're going to say it to me.
I like dressing up,
because
though.
I am a large human being. And I feel like I can either charm my way or intimidate my way out of this.
What would you do if a TV station was like, hey, we want to put you on TV, but you have to wear a suit?
I would say, how much money? There is money. Money comes into play here.
All right, so you can be swayed into a suit. It's just not when you pay for the suit is the problem here. The tie's the deal breaker,
right?
There shouldn't be any deal. I don't have any of these deal breakers.
Okay.
I like dressing up, though. I think it's fun every now and again.
216-474-0092. It's a very reasonable request by Vanessa that I am disinclined to acquiesce to. Do I have to buy a suit for one damn wedding? And I don't even know the damn person. In case we missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.